Blog Talk Radio.
Coffee. It is so good. She sent it to me in the mail. She is a real
businesswoman, and check out her website at mhargrove, that's M-H-A-R-G-O-V-E dot organo, O-R-G-A-N-O-G-O-L-D.com. So that's mhargrove.organogold.com to get you some of this organo coffee. Like, it really got me all energized and happy on today. I also want to give a big shout out to my cousin Brianna. She is definitely blessed by the Lord, and she definitely listened to God in spite of the things that she got going on. I just want to tell her right now, I love her, and keep holding on, baby, because when you bless, the storm is going to get a lot more stronger, and it's only on the job training. Every day is on the job training. I mean, God is so good. We think, oh, why am I going through this? Why is this happening to me? It's because God loves us so. And when you call in to 347-850-1521, press the 1 button so you can be able to talk to me live and also tell us how good God has been to you. You know, I was having a conversation with Lady Ack the other day, and she was like, no matter where I am, you know, I'll witness to God. You know, it don't matter where I'm at in the street, I'll witness to God. I'll get down on my knees and just stop wherever I'm at and say, thank you, Lord. You know, you don't want to deny God. If you get the feeling right now to just praise him, if you at work, you at school, even in you in the midst of an argument, just stop and say, God, thank you. Thank you for waking me up this morning. And that's definitely what it's about. So now I'm about to go ahead and get into this word. Today is November the 9th, and it's Tuesday. And we in the second week of November. Thanksgiving is coming soon. But, you know, definitely going to get in this word, and this word comes from the Devotional Bible, the Women of Color Devotional Bible. And again, I say to all of you, go out and get you a personal Bible, you know, because for me, I had to get, I'm not saying that my Bible was dumb, but I had to get a Bible that breaks down, you know, the understanding. I had to get something that related to me, and this is so good. So, today I'm going to read y'all a story called Jenny's Joy, and I'm going to read a little scripture right now. Now, we're going to talk about the neighborhood corner school. It says, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thee does embrace her. She shall give thee head of anointment of grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. And that was Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5 through 9. Beautiful verse. Let's get into the story. This was the day Jenny was graduating from Howard University. Only God could have gotten her there. She had gone to school most years coatless, hungry, oftentimes homeless. Both of Jenny's parents walked out on her when she was in the sixth grade. Yet she managed to get from the streets of New York City to the Academic Hall of Washington, D.C. Through several trying, terrifying years, Jenny went from being a lonely little girl to a mature, tested young lady. Two teachers, Mr. Warren and Miss Benson, took an interest in her where others could care less. On Jenny's graduation day, Mr. Warren and Miss Benson took her to Red Lobster for an all-you-can-eat special. And y'all know Jenny can eat. When they had met Jenny in the eighth grade, they had decided that they would never give up on her. Jenny trials were a testimony to how education changed lives. Jesus. Now, King Solomon urges us to gain wisdom and understanding, y'all. The Lord wants us to equip for, the Lord wants you and us to be equipped for yourself and for the benefit to others, especially children. We got to equip ourselves for the youth. Now, you see, children can't become wholesome adults without the caring hands, eyes, and hearts of adults. They need us. I heard that motto before. The school cannot live apart from its community. On many school letterheads, it says, "You are the community and children are the school." Now, your compassion and contribution to the life of a child can be a major factor in his or her life. Encouragement is the key, whether it's youth, whether it's old, but we have to encourage our youth, y'all. It's so important. It's so, so important. Even when they fall away, when they close, when they confused, and they going through their mess, you have to encourage them. Now, you can do a small thing, just the smallest thing, like a whisper, like, "You can do it. I believe in you." Every morning before that child go to school and before they walk out the door, you want to grab them up, hug them, and say, "You know what, I'm so proud of you, and I believe in you." You know, you can just whisper that to them, "You can do it," or you can give them the eye, like, "You know what, you know better than that." Or you can, you know, greatly hug them and you can help them, you know, beat the odds and to help them gain wisdom. It's so, so important. I'm so thankful that God blessed me with Jenny's story, because it talks about a young lady, you know, her parents abandoning her in the sixth grade. She was homeless, coatless, and, you know, and hungry oftentimes, but she made it. She made it from the streets of New York City. Y'all know how hard it can be to Howard. She made it all the way to Washington, D.C., and it was all by two teachers in the eighth grade taking an interest in this young lady and saying, "You know what, I believe in you. I encourage you." If you have somebody that turned their back on you, or somebody that has hurt you, or somebody that has did you wrong, because I have had that done to me as well, I want you to get and pray for them, because praying for them is going to help pray for you. Because if you hold on, and I say hold on to what somebody did to you, you only going to be the victim. Trust me, I know. I used to hold on to, you know, even from family to friends to in relationships. You know, people I thought that was supposed to have been there for me to help me, they hurt me. And I used to walk around just waiting on a downfall. I can't wait for them to fall. I can't wait for them to fall. But I was making my own self sick. I was so busy focusing on a downfall that I couldn't see that I had a blessing in front of me. And right now I pray for all those who try to form weapons against me. No weapons against me shall not prosper, shall not work. You have to remember that. If you're going through something and something has happened to you, you know, you got to just say, "You know what, the devil is a liar." You got to remember that the devil is a liar, and I'm glad. And for those who just tuning in, we're talking about, I read the Jenny story. The Jenny story was about a young lady who was abandoned by her parents in the sixth grade, and oftentimes she was hungry and coatless and homeless. And, you know, she survived in New York City streets. She survived from there, and she went all the way to Washington, D.C. She made it to Harvard, and she ended up graduating. I know so many people that has been in and out of the system or that has ran away from home in adolescent years and had to grow up, you know, in foster homes or just making it on their own. I think, me personally, I think those are the most strongest people, the people who have been through the hard and rough times. Because if you haven't been through anything, you don't know how to appreciate it when you get to the other side. It's on-the-job training, y'all. It's so important that y'all understand it's on-the-job training. If you have lost everything, your house burned down, your wife or your husband took all your money, that's fine. Wherever God puts you is where you to grow. I'm so thankful for the Jenny story because, you know, we're talking about staying committed to the community. You are in a position to be a role model to somebody else. And I got to give a shout out to Lady Ad because she's definitely a role model. I really love this young lady. She's my sister in Christ. She's my sister, period. I just like what she's doing, and I love what she's doing with herself. I love what she's doing with herself. She has did so much and has been through so much. And I just got to say, God bless her. God bless her. We're going to go ahead and open up the lines. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio. Who's this?
Hey, this is Lady Ack. How you doing, Diva?
Hey, Lady Ack. Good morning. Good morning, Diva. I'm so glad that you called. And that's crazy. I was just talking about you, and I didn't, my switchboard, when it come up, it just had a number. But I'm so glad that you called in, because I was just talking about, we was reading a Jenny story on the day. We talking about staying committed to the community. And I've had long conversations with you about how you stay committed to the community and how it's so important to keep mm-hmm. God first in your life, man.
I got to, you know, I'm a child of God, and I just got to give back to the community in any way I can, you know?
Yeah, definitely got to give back to the community any way you can. And a lot of people, you know, I had a situation, you know, where somebody was going through something. Like, when you lose your job or you lose your residence or something bad happens to you, we always think to the worst. But we need to take those trials and tribulations. And just like the little girl in the story, she was in the sixth grade when her family, her parents, abandoned her. And she made it all the way to Howard University, living on the mm-hmm. streets of New York City.
Wow.
Don't think because y'all youth, all my youth out there, I love y'all, I support y'all, I believe in y'all. Baby, keep holding on. And if you need my help, just reach out to me. Just reach out, even if it's online. Follow me on Twitter at Diva Mary Kay on Twitter. Call into the show 347-850-1521. And for all those who are listening, if you have some youth and you feel like, you know, they out of control, or you see a youth that needs some help, make it your business to reach out and help them. They need us. They need our support. You know, a lot of times we focus on the parents, and that's cool that we focus on one another. But it's so important that we encourage our youth, because they are the ones that's easily distracted and more vulnerable to give up on life and say, you know what, forget it. I'm just going to roll over here and smoke and drink and bang and sling my problems away. But they don't realize that they're digging themselves into a bigger hole. I have to say, you know, in another way, with the whole Jenny story, this is the way that we can apply this. Now, this is how I would suggest, and how we suggest for you to apply this. Walk or either drive to your nearest community school. Y'all know the community schools in your area. When you approach that school, ask the Lord to bless those who are on their education path in that school. You know, take the time out to call the school and offer your help any way that I can help. You know, I know they may be drawn back like, wait a minute, this person is calling to just offer their services. Yes, be a tool, y'all. Be a tool. And what I need you to do also is to make a list of 5 areas in which you will be or like to be interested or increased in your knowledge. Sit down and make a list of the things that how you want to increase your knowledge. You go to the library, you can buy a book, or go on the internet and research to get started on the first area. Now, when you make that list of 5 things, don't just think that you're going to take care of all 5 things at the same time. You know, I'm guilty of that, of being a person who, you know, put too much on my plate, then I get full and can't eat it. Mm-hmm. But you can do it. You can do it. You can do it, my sisters and brothers. You can do it. You are a walking bundle of intelligence and capability. And it's proven to me. Lady Ack is proof. Brianna Brennan.
Thank you.
Proof.
I appreciate it. Y'all gotta try to help people. You know, you can't just always talk about people. You know, you gotta just make a change some kind of way, whether it's in your circle, in your family, in your community, in your friends. Make a change, you know, put effort into it, because a lot of people out here need help. It's a lot of misguided youth and, you know, battered women and, you know, troubled youth. You just got to, you know, give it a shot and help people, because everybody need help. We all go through things. We all got issues. We all got problems. You know, you never know if you can save another person's life or anything, just talking to them or mentoring them. You know, it feels good that I can actually, you know, have a few people in my life to call on And I'm so happy I have a sister in God with Diva Mary Kay, with Ev, because it's a blessing. You know, a lot of times we can be going through things and nobody's even there to support you or counsel you or talk to you. You know, we all sisters and brothers in this world, you know? You know, just help each other. That's what we got to do. We got to start uplifting each other. You know, stop putting each other down. Stop being selfish. Stop being evil. Stop being mean. Stop hating on each other. Stop being jealous of each other, you know? Stop it.
It ain't going to get us nowhere. And y'all got to remember, when you pointing your finger at somebody, it's always three fingers pointing back at you. And for those who have been did dirty by family members, friends, and spouses, let it go. Let it go. Because you got to answer to the God of your understanding at the end of the day.
And it's not good for your soul either. It don't feel good being mad at the world or hating people or, I hope when they get their karma. Oh, yeah. That's, you know, it's not cool, you know. It don't feel good.
And it's sad
that
we
be happy.
Yeah, you got to be happy. You only have one life. You only got one life. And it's sad that some of us sit around and, you know, Lady Ag, I've said it to you, like we sit around and we wait on people's karma. Sometimes I sat around and I waited on people's karma, but it was me that was getting the karma because I was wishing bad on somebody else.
Yep.
I was getting the karma. They wasn't getting theirs, and they wasn't going to get theirs no time soon because I was wish I was like, Lord, I can't wait till you just get off. And you know what? When they did get their karma, I felt bad because the karma was so bad. I didn't really get any, you know, satisfaction at the end of the day. You know what? The karma came, you just sitting around like, I can't wait till they get it. And the person died.
Wow.
The kids die. They get burnt up in the house, somebody run down, you know, and blast them all, then is you satisfied with that karma?
That.
You can't be serious, and this is why I decided, and, you know, and realize your position too, people. I'm in a position, I have an online radio show, Diva Spy Radio ENT. I make it my business to put God first. Put God first, family second, career third.
And God is longevity in every career.
Yeah, exactly. You're supposed to worship him and witness him no matter what you do. Don't be looking at your lifestyle like, I'm going to be praising the Lord. I smoke and I drink and I dance and I slang and I bang. So what? So what? What that means? You stop and you pray. And I guarantee you, the more you pray, the more you get closer to God, you're going to start seeing yourself changing. And I'm going to get that song. That song from Lady Act, you seen Dreamgirls?
It's been a minute.
Yeah, see that song when Effie came back and she made that song, I'm changing the best way. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it so we can play that song. But it's a hot song. But what she was saying is, I'm changing and I need a friend.
Wow.
You know, how much damage have I already done? How many good friends have I already lost? But I'm changing. I'm changing.
You know what?
But
you know it's a trip, Diva. It's like when you change, when God moves through your life. This is I can honestly speak on this. When God moves through your life in a you know amazing, incredible way, it's like it's so hard for me to even. I can get mad still. You know, I had a long time. I had an issue with anger. You know, I went to anger management for back in the days. I mean, I didn't play. You know, it's in my bloodline. It went through my family, and that's how I was. You know, I would snap, go hard on people, you know. But I wouldn't just mess with people. I would just go hard on people that, you know, you messing with me. Leave me alone, you know. But I realized that once God started moving more in my life and I started allowing him in my life and start changing and growing, you know, becoming more mature, it's so hard. Matter of fact, when I get mad sometimes, it hurt me. I'm like, why am I supposed to be angry? You know, I ain't supposed to be wanting to cry and get sad and, you know. But it just shows you that God does change, does change people, you know. He can will move in your life and help you and work with you if you allow him. You know, I'd be telling people, sometimes I get mad, I'd be like, you know what? Oh, you lucky I'm more saved than before. They be like, saved than before? How you more saved than before? Because I was always saved, but I'm more saved than before, you know? Because sometimes my body won't allow me to get mad, you know? I'll break down.
I like that.
One time I was so hot. I was so hot, and oh, my God, I was so hot at this person. This person that tried to badger my name, you know, and that's one thing I don't play. I don't like when people lie on people or, you know, hate on and badger, you know, especially when you're the total opposite, you know, because it's like you're trying to destroy my character.
Mm-hmm.
So I was so hot, instead of ignoring the person, I'm like, you know what, whoop-de-whoop-whoop-whoop-whoop-whoop. And all of a sudden, I start shaking. My body starts shaking. I'm like, am I having a stroke? What's going on, Lord? Why am I going through this? Like, I'm only 25 years old. But it's like, you can't be, you know, I mean, we all sin. We all get mad and angry. But it's like, I became a whole other person, and God wasn't having that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because in my mind, I wanted to hurt this person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But God wouldn't allow me, like, come back, you know, sit your butt down. I'm going to let you just shake it. I mean, you know, I'm like, well, I can't breathe right. Like, I'm going to let you just sit there and go through that right there so you can calm on down. And it's just like, wow. It hurts me more. That's why it's just crazy. It hurts me more to get mad. So that's why I try to stay peaceful and happy and joyful and jolly, because it feels better in my soul, you know?
And you know what, that anger, it's hard to get over anger. And you know, but like you said, you got to allow God to come in. And it's so great that you've been walking and chasing the Lord. Y'all, don't despise the chasing of the Lord. Don't get mad, because it is a chase. Because think about how many years he chased you. Don't despise the chasing of the Lord. Just like he chased you, we got to chase him. But it's so good that you allow God to come into your life, your heart, your spirit, where, you know, God has so much of an impact on you that you couldn't, you know, he stopped you right and said, you know what, that's not going to happen. Well, a lot of times we let our anger and our mouth and our attitude, you know, get to us.
And our emotion.
And then I said that on Twitter today. I said, I'm not perfect, but I sure am blessed, man. I tell you that. I'm not perfect, but I am blessed, and I need to understand that. And, you know, I like that song, we're all a part of God's body. And it say, I won't harm you with words from my mouth. I love you. I need you to survive. We got to start getting into that. Start giving yourself. I'm not going to harm you with words from my mouth, because I was a slick talker. You can ask my family, my words, I ain't have to touch you. I ain't even have to look at you. My words will give you a black eye that's so swift. I will cut you down. But I had to learn. I had to learn to watch your mouth. You harming people with your words. You ain't got to hit nobody. You ain't got to run up on nobody. I'll write you a letter and be so evil in a letter, it'll mess your whole life up. You know, but God has blessed me and conditioned me and brought me so much of a far of a way that all I want to do is give God the glory all the time, because he worked it out. Man, y'all live with Diva Spot ENT. I'm your host, Diva Mary Kay. I got the live chat going, so you can go ahead and log on with me at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT and tell me what God has done for you. Also, call in at 347-850-1521 and let us know what God has done for you, because he always going to work it out. Right now, we're going to get into Dr. Charles Haynes, the remix, Work It Out, because this is a banging song. Let's go, man. I'm so thank you. Welcome back, you guys. Welcome back. Had a little bit of technical difficulty, but God is good because he covered me with the blood. And that was Dr. Charles Haynes, and that was the remix of Work It Out. I love that song. But, you know, today we're talking about staying committed to the community, how important it is to stay committed to the community. And we're talking about the Jenny story. Jenny was a girl that was in the sixth grade, and her parents walked out on her. And, you know, she managed to make it, you know, from the streets. She managed to make it from the streets of New York City to the Academic Hall of Washington, D.C. She went to Howard. You know, how blessed is that? We have to encourage our youth and stay prayed up for our youth, because Jenny went through 7 years, terrifying years of being homeless, being hungry, being copeless, and on the streets, you know. And when she got to the eighth grade, two teachers took an entrance in her. Well, nobody can care less what went on with this little girl, but two teachers took an entrance into her. They encouraged her. They loved her, and they believed in her. When you're getting your kids up in the morning for school, make sure you reach out to them. Grab them up before they leave. First of all, tell them, you know what, I'm so proud of you, and I love you, and I know you're going to do very good in school, even if they got an attitude. Y'all know how many times my son didn't walk out the door with an attitude? But before he left, I prayed over him. I said, God, cover my son with the blood, Lord. Let no weapons be formed against him. Shall not prosper, shall not work. Give him traveling mercies to school, traveling mercies from school, and let him have a blessed day in school. You know, I'm not going to say that it wasn't a couple of times I got a call up to the school because of Makai's behavior and something that was going on in the school, but I still cover him with the blood. And he's 8 years old now. He is 8 years old now. And he prays before we go out the house. It's just something. I want to give a shout-out to Miss Pretty on the check-in. Love you, honey. Love you, hubby. Love you, honey. I'm so glad that you went on the check-in. It means so much to me. And, you know, we talking about, you know, staying committed to the community. It's so important to stay committed to the community and staying committed to our youth. A lot of people be like, oh, you know, I can't deal with her. She's 18. She grown. She going through, you know, her mess and whatnot. Or he's 16. He don't want to listen. I'm sending him down south. I'm sending him up north with his father and his family. Try this before you send that child anywhere. Get down on your knees in front of that child and say, God, bless this child. Bless these weapons that's being formed against him. Don't let the devil leave his stinking impression on my child, because no matter where he go and no matter who he hang with, I'm still going to pray over him and make sure that your blood is covering him no matter where he go. Let that child know. And I know you may have an attitude with him, because sometimes I have an attitude with my son, but say it even when you don't want to say it. Before they leave out the house, even if they're leaving out the house, stop them and say, you know what, I love you. I'm so proud to have you as my child. And pray that prayer. Father God, cover my child with the blood. Let no weapons be formed against them. Shall not prosper, shall not work. Give them traveling mercies to wherever they go in. Well, not wherever. You need to know where they going. I'll take that back. But give them traveling mercies where they going and back. And, you know, as mothers and fathers, remember, you are a tool. You are a tool to be used. If you at work, witness to your coworkers. Witness to the people that's at your school. Witness, we got neighbors everywhere. Neighbors are not just the people next door, y'all. They're everywhere. When you go to the grocery store today and you're standing in line or at the check cashing or wherever you is, turn around and compliment the person behind you. Just a small compliment. Be like, you know what, I wanted to just let you know I really like your shoes, or, you know, I really like your hair, whatever the case may be, and God told me to tell you that you are blessed and loved on today. That's it. If they look at you like you crazy, that's fine. But you don't want to go one day without witnessing yourself, first of all, to the Lord and witnessing to other people. Because let me tell you something, and they say it in the Bible. Jesus said, if you deny me in front of your friends, I'm going to deny you in front of my Father. How how crazy would it be for you to, if people think, if they do good things, and if I do all the Ten Commandments, and if I be a good Samaritan, I'm going to heaven. No, you're not. You're not going to heaven. And if you want to know how to get to heaven, I don't have the answer for you. I'm going to tell you where it's at. You need to go to the house of God. Get yourself involved in the house of God. Find you a church home. Read, get you a personal Bible. I have a personal Bible. I have a women's Bible that I read each and every morning. I feed myself spiritually before I feed myself physically. I don't get any coffee or nothing. It's just me. But it's a good practice. I get up in the morning. Right next to my, on my bed, my nightstand, is my Bible and my cell phone. A lot of you just have your cell phone. Get a Bible or a men's Bible or women's Bible and put it right there. After you wash your face and do what you got to do, give God 15 minutes of your time. God only asks you for 10%, y'all. 10% of 24 hours is what? 2 hours and some change a day? It takes us, some people, it takes us an hour and a half to get to work. So you got to give God that praise. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I want to hear what God has done for you, how God has blessed you. It's so important. This is what this show is about. And we read the story, the Jenny story, a young girl who was in the sixth grade. Her parents walked out on her when she was in the sixth grade. And, you know, she had gone to school coatless and hungry and oftentimes homeless, but Jenny made it from the streets of New York to Washington, D.C. She made it to Harvard, baby. We got to encourage our youth. We got to encourage our youth. We got to, and even if you have a kid, you know, that has a friend that act crazy, and you be like, you know, I don't think I want my kid around that kid. That kid got issues. You know, I don't think I want you hanging around that kid. I don't think you should necessarily say it, but pray for that kid. Maybe you need to say to that child before they leave and get both of them together and hug them both. Hug them both at the same time and say, you know what, I love y'all, I believe in y'all, and I'm so proud that y'all do the right thing and that y'all be leaders and not followers to mess. And pray to pray over that child, too. You just don't just pray for your child. You pray for every child, even your hubby, even your husband, even your spouse, even your sister, whoever, before they leave out your door, before they step over that step, you pray over them. God, cover them with the blood. Let no weapons be formed against them. Shall not prosper, shall not work. I'm telling y'all this because it's going to start to condition to them. They're going to start to see, and they're going to start to do it on their own. You're going to start to see because at first, you know, a lot of us, and I felt this way, like, you know, is, no, why is it when I talk about God, people run for the hills? But shout out to Y.B. on Twitter because I posted that question on Twitter, and he said, sin run from the light. Sin will run from the light. And I always feel like that, like, oh, man, why is every time I start talking to God, people were like, oh, here she go again. But when I was down in the dumps and when I was running the streets and when I was drugging and bugging, out there, you know, everybody was around me. And when I hit my rock bottom, who was there? The only person that there was God. And I'm so thankful. He didn't forsake me when I was drugging and bugging. And he is not forsaking me now because he took me from a mess to a ministry. I didn't get this show as this was not luck. God has a plan for me. I'm not perfect, but I sure am blessed. And I'm so thankful that I'm blessed in each and every day. I'm going to get it in with y'all, and we're going to do the spiritual feeding. You have to feed your spirit yourself, and I need y'all to listen up. Everybody, stop what you're doing. Stop beating the kid. Stop yelling on the phone. Hang it up. I need y'all to listen right now to what I'm about to say because it's so important. I know more of you on. Turn them off. Just listen. It's so important for you to spiritually feed yourself before you get up out of that bed or go anywhere, because guess what? The problem and the drama can start right in your house. Right before you come out your room, the devil may be sitting there, and he probably is sitting there. He's sitting, leaning up against the door, flipping a coin like, I'm about to get him. I'm about to get him. These kids running around, they done got food and milk everywhere. Her husband got an attitude. I done got him all riled up. Or his wife, I done got his wife all mad, you know, or whatever the case may be. I can't wait till they come out that room so I can just slap them hard. Or I done cut their lights off. I can't wait till they get up and see this. That's what he's doing. And he's flipping the coin and he's laughing. But while you in your own sanctuary, reach over, put your hand on your Bible, and any Bible, it don't matter if it's a personal Bible or if it's just a traditional St. James Bible, keep it open. Keep all your Bibles, look through all your stuff and open up all the Bibles in your house and place an open Bible in every room, because you want the word to saturate your house, man. Lean over, put your hand on that Bible and say, God, thank you for protecting me through the midnight hour, Lord. I mean, really, through the midnight hour. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for today, yesterday, and tomorrow. And all the things that's going to come and the things that I'm not even ready for yet. Just open, just keep, before you get out of that bed, just thank God, because the devil can start right in your house. And you want to get your reading on, you want to be covered by blood before you even get up. Because that way, if you got God's spirit in you, all those worldly things before you walk out your room door is not going to matter. You're going to laugh and say, look, the devil had, look at all this mess on the floor. Look at these kids. They didn't left the door wide open. But it's all right, because I know God protected me while I was in here sleeping or while I was up there praying. For those who are just tuning in, we're talking about staying committed to the community. I read a story earlier today about a young lady named Jenny, and her parents had abandoned her in the sixth grade, and they walked out on her in the sixth grade. And for 7 years, you know, she was homeless. She went, but she still went to school. She went to school coatless, homeless, you know, hungry, but she made it from the streets in New York City to Washington, D.C. She went to Harvard and graduated, y'all. I'm talking about the youth today, staying committed to the community. If you, all the community centers, the Boys and Girls Club, the GED program, go in front of, when you pass some schools on, if you're driving or if you're getting off the bus, stop and pray for them schools and pray for the elementary schools. Just stop and say, Lord, Father God, I just ask, Lord, I just ask that you protect those schools. Ask God to bless those who are in there on their educational path. And you can actually call up to the school and offer some of your help, your free time. They may think you kind of crazy, but that's okay. But you let them know, I want to speak to the director and see if any way that I can offer my help. But we want to pray over the youth. We want to pray over the youth, but in order for us to be able to pray over the youth, we got to pray for ourselves. We got to get ourselves covered with the blood before, you know, we can go out and pray over anybody else. And I put this on Twitter. It don't matter if you smoke, you drink, you banging, or you slinging. It don't matter. God has never forget. He will never forget you. Trust me, I know. I know. It's so important that we keep the God in us. It's the God in me. It's the God in me. Y'all got to understand, listen, I done came a long way. I didn't just turn into Diva Mary Kay overnight. It took 28 long years for me to get here. And y'all going to love me. I'm telling you right now. I'm just thankful for everybody that's listening online. Again, shout out to Miss Pretty for listening on online. Shout out to Beloved that's listening online. I want to give a big special birthday shout out to Miss Harborough because I'm in here sipping on this OG coffee, aka organic coffee, and she is definitely a representative that you need to holler at because I have so much energy. My pores is open. I'm feeling good. I'm really getting on my organic thing, eating more healthier, more better. You can reach her at mhargrove.organocoffee, and organo is spelled organogold.com. So that's M Hargrove, mhargrove dot organo, organogold.com to get you some of this coffee because, it's so good. It's so good. We want to get back to the healthy things, you know, organo. When I hear organo, I just think about, you know, how it was in the biblical times when everything was fresh and everything was from the earth. There really wasn't no chemicals and all in the stuff that we eat now because a lot of the things that we eat can be destroying us as well, and we don't realize that, you know. So we definitely want to realize that the things that we eat can be tearing our body down, and the things that we could be eating could be a sin. But we're going to get in to that on another show about, and that was a, thank you, Lord, for that idea. You know, we're going to start talking about the things that we eat are very sinful or if they're good for us because, you know, after being a mother, I went from 152 to 230. My son, 8 years old, and I'm now at 173. It took me 8 years. But it's all right. It's a God in me. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. You're getting your spiritual feeding. We're going to get into some Mary Mary, It's a God in Me. And when we come back, I want you to call in at 347-850-1521 and tell me what God has done for you. Getting your spiritual feeding right now. I know y'all on AM, 9 a.m. West Coast, and 12 p.m. East Coast. I'm so glad that you are tuning in with me with your breakfast and with your lunch. I know you've been enjoying it, and just, you know, we're talking about God today, and it's so important that we stay covered with the blood. We stay covered, you know, even when you're feeling those emotions, and especially in a relationship. How important is it is, it doesn't matter if it's personal or professional, how important is it for you to just stop and say, you know what, before I use my words to harm you, let me say, God bless this person. You know, I had to, and shout out to my honey bunny, I love you, baby. I had to say to my honey bunny this morning, and I don't think that he was saying anything to directly hurt me, but me, being a woman, being a Pisces, and, you know, snapping my neck, and I don't really think it has nothing to be with doing a black woman, but anywho, I had to say, I was offended by something that he said, or it just touched me a little bit. I said, God bless my man mouth. Get all up in his grill, Lord, and bless his mouth right now. What I really wanted to say was something different, but for me to say it and in that strong manner, and it made me feel better. I didn't have to start a argument with my honey, and we didn't have to start off on a wrong day because the devil was always trying to come in between something so good and something so blessed, whether it's personal or professional. We got 5 minutes left on the show, so I want to say a prayer over you guys. Father God, I just thank you for using me as a tool, Lord. Dear God, just thank you for giving me the tools I need in order to learn, Lord. Father God, you have blessed me with hearing and touching and smelling and seeing and tasting so that I may learn, Lord. Teach and encourage others as well, Lord. Father God, give me the strength and the courage, dear Lord, to live a life full of wisdom. Amen. It's about wisdom, y'all. It's about teaching yourself. You know, and again, I said at the beginning of the show, write down 5 things where you want to increase your knowledge. And start with number one. Don't try to do all 5 in a week. Just start with number one. And again, encourage the youth. Encourage the youth is so important. Your kids, they may be getting on your nerves, but grab them up, hug them, pray over them. Because I'm telling you, that prayer is going to calm you down. It's going to bring you a sense of peace that you're going to be like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, I should have been doing this a long time ago rather than carry on and cursing and trying to knock somebody's head off. And that's real right there. You know, just take the time. Even the kid that you see, a little girl that you feel that's fast, or the young girl with an anger management, young boy with an anger management, you know, they got anger problems or whatever the case may be, grab them up. Grab them up, and if you see them, say, hey, excuse me, young man, excuse me, sister, can you come here for a second? And like, I know you don't know me, but God wanted me to pray over you right now. I don't know what's going on in your life. I don't know your situation, and I'm not trying to get into your business, but God is good. We got a call online. We're going to go ahead and open up the line. 202-904, you're live on Diva Spot ENT. Who's this on the line?
What's up? Peace and blessings. This Genius.
Hey, Genius, what's going on, love?
Not much. Taking a break away from my classes to call in and show some love.
Oh, I'm so thankful. And you called in right at the right time. We got 2 minutes left on the show. But just quickly, just let us know what God has done for you, Genius.
Oh, he blesses me every single day that I wake up and allows me to be able to do the things that I'm able to do. So for that, I'm forever thankful.
Thank you so much, Jesus, Genius, for just calling in. I was about to call you Jesus. You hear that?
Oh, no. I'm far from
Jesus,
that.
Go ahead and call my show, Jesus. Just call it up. I wouldn't be mad, but I'm thankful for you calling in and taking a break from your classes. And I was saying earlier today, there is proof. You know, Lady Act is proof. Genius is proof. You know, he is a very intelligent black man, and he is in college right now with PhD. Let's go. Are you serious? And it can work. And I was talking about, you know, educating yourself, and you know how it's important for us to educate the youth. But I thank you for calling in. I'm about to get out of here, y'all. I just want to give a shout out to everybody that called in and listened in today. May God bless you and no weapons be formed against you. But no, just know you never would have made it if it wasn't for the Lord. I love y'all. I'm out, man.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back,